Dorothy Walker. There was a haunted house where every night a bloody head fell down the chimney. At least that's what people said. So nobody would stay there overnight. Then a rich man offered $200 to whomever would do it. And this boy said he would try if he could have his dog with him. So it was all settled. The very next night, the boy went to the house with his dog to make it more cheerful. He started a fire in the fireplace. Then he sat in front of the fire and waited, and his dog waited with him. For a while, nothing happened. But a little after midnight, he heard some singing softly and sadly lost in the woods. The singing sounded something like this. Meantime, Dorothy Walker. It's just somebody singing, the boy thought to himself. But he was frightened. Then his dog answered the song softly and sadly. It sang, "Linchy, kinchy, corley, morley, dingo, dingo." The boy could not believe his ears. His dog had never uttered a word before. Then a few, he heard the singing again. Now it was closer and louder. The words were saying, "Me, Charles, go to Walker." This time the boy tried to stop his dog from answering. He was afraid that whoever was singing would hear it and come after them. But his dog paid no attention. And again it sang, "Linchy, kinchy, corley, morley, dingo." A half hour later, the boy heard the singing again. Now, it was in the backyard, and the song was the same. "Me, Ty, Dorothy Walker." Again, the boy tried to keep his dog quiet, but the dog sang louder than ever. "Linchy, linchy, corley, morley, dingo." Soon the boy heard the singing again. Now it was coming down the chimney. "Me, Charlie, dirty rocker." The dog sang right back. "Linchy, kinchy, corley, dingo, dingo." Suddenly, a bloody head fell out of the chimney. It missed the fire and landed right next to the dog. The dog took one look and fell over dead from fright. The head turned and stared at the boy. Slowly opened its mouth. "Ah!